Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm not sure which of these clocks is correct. So yeah, now, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamah's daf, Kuf Ches. We are holding on daf Kuf Zayin and Beis. We fell just short of the Mishnah at the two dots a few lines before the Mishnah. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Zayin and Beis is going to talk about when Miyun is not needed. We've been talking about Miyun in this parak. So when do you not need to do Miyun? Either because the Kiddushin Rabbanan never took effect because something was wrong with it, or because she did something else that's akin to a miyun, and therefore it's not necessary to do a miyun. Then the Gemara is going to talk about what exactly is the nusach of a shtar miyun, that if we write for her that she did a miyun, what exactly does it say? Is it a lengthy document? Is it a very short document? Then the Gemara is going to talk about what if she accepts kiddushin from somebody else? Does that qualify as a miyun? Or if she accepts nisuin from somebody else, are we mechalik between kiddushin and nisuin? Is that very issue subject to a machlokas? And then the Gemara is going to discuss the line in the Mishnah, which we didn't see yet, but the Mishnah says that it gives a klal that there's a difference between an akava shehi mina ish and an akava shehi mina isha, that he's the one that's ma'akev or she's the one that's ma'akev, and that makes all the difference whether she's considered to be his wife or not. So the Gemara is going to have two definitions of what that means, akava shehi mina ish and akava shehi min ha'isha. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss whether there, once she does miyun, so is it like they got divorced and therefore they're usher to each other's relatives, or do we assume that no, they were never married at all, and even while there is kiddush ketana, so do we consider it as if they're married bichlal? So the Gemara is going to discuss the concept. I'm sorry, the Mishnah is going to discuss, and the Gemara is going to follow up on the concept of whether miyun is mevata leget, meaning what if the first husband divorced her, then she went to another husband, and the other husband did miyun on, and she did miyun on the other husband, can she go back to the first husband, or do we say no, that's being machzer grushaso, liacher shenises liacher, or do we assume no, the last thing she did was miyun, and therefore it's not nises liacher, and the same is true by him. Let's say the guy himself divorced her, gave her a get, and then he remarried her. She never married someone else, he remarried her, then she did miyun. So is she considered his grusha, or is she considered someone that they had miyun with? What if the order was reversed? He did miyun first, and then he married her back, and then he divorced her. So is she considered his grusha or a miyun? So that's what Amud Beis is going to be about. So let's begin again. We left off a little bit short of the Mishnah, the two dots. Beis Shammai Omrim Tima'in. So Beis Shammai says, you can't make Benos Yisrael Hefker. If she's a little girl, she cannot have Kiddush Ketana with one guy, then the next guy, then the next guy, then the next guy. No. The Benos Yisrael cannot be Hefker. Rather, what she should do is, if she's Mima'enes, then she waits until Shetagdil, until she becomes a Bas Mitzvah, and then Tima'in. Then she could do Miyun again, and she gets remarried. So says Mar Vamiyana Chad Zimra, do Miyun again. She already did Miyun one time when she was Ketana. So Amr Shmuel, Ad Shetagdil V'tomer Rotza Aniba Miyun Marishonim. No, what has to happen is not that she does Miyun again, but that when she becomes a Bas Mitzvah, she has to say that I approve of the Miyun that I did previously. I still stand by the miyun that I've done previously. It's a declaration. It's no longer a miyun. So that's one explanation. That's Shmuel's explanation. Ula Amar, a second possibility of what Beis Shammai is trying to tell us. Tarti Katani, there are two possibilities. Osha Tema'in V'tagda V'tiares, either she could do miyun and then wait until she gets older and then do erusin with somebody else, but she cannot accept another erusin while she is a katana. So if she wants erusin, she has to wait until she becomes older. Oh, or if she doesn't want to wait till she becomes older and she wants to move on to another marriage right away, she just has to make sure it's a full marriage. Shetima'in v'tinas elialter, that she should do miyun and then have nisuin right away, because the whole reason Beis Shammai doesn't want her to have a second erusin is so that she won't do miyun a second time, and then she's just going to be hefker bouncing from one husband to the next husband to the next husband. But Beis Shammai holds that after nisuin you can't do miyun. So as long as you make sure that the second husband, it's in the suin and it's not just in erusin, that will preclude the possibility of miyun. So says Mar Bishlam Ula, I understand how Ula's explanation fits into the wording of the Mishnah. Hainu diktani atche tagdil vitinase. That's why it says atche tagdil vitinase, meaning either or. Either she has to wait chetagdil, or she has to Tinase, make sure that she has nisuin. El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, at shatagdu v'tomar mi ba'ilei. According to Shmuel, the point is that she has to, when she gets older, she has to tomar. She has to just declare that that which she had previously been mima'enes is binding and is true. So kasha. So that's taka difficult. The lashon doesn't fit nearly as well according to Shmuel as it does according to Ula. Okay, so we move on to the next mishnah again on the bottom of Kuf Zayin and Beis. Ezui ketana shetzrich lema'in. When does a ketana need miyun in order to be matir her to marry someone else? Kol shisua ima ve'achia ledaita. That's if her mother or brother sold her, married her off, but ledaita, she was interested in doing so. So the kol apachos, they let her know that she's getting married. So hisua shalol ledaita. But if they didn't tell her at all that she has a husband, even though they made her a chuppah and they put her in nice clothing and they got her a wedding dress, ein etzrich lema'in. She does not need to do miyun, because if it wasn't ledaita, then there's no marriage to begin with, not even midrabanan, and therefore it's unnecessary to do miyun. Rabbi Chanina ben Tikin the Somer called tinok she nichol lishmar kiddusheha ein etzrich lema'in. Any tinokas that's so young that she doesn't even know how to protect her kiddushin. If someone gives her a star kiddushin, she doesn't even know how to guard it. So the Rishonim understand, the Rambam, the fourth parak of Ishos understands, that means until the age of six, she's not going to need miyun, because she's allowed to get remarried without a miyun, because there's no kiddushin, even midrabanan, it's not a kiddushin. Rabbi Lezer Omer, ein maisa katana klum, ela kemefuta, that when a katana is given over for this kiddushin midrabanan, they're not really married. It's more like he has this ongoing relationship with her, which is purely physical. She's like a mafuta, and therefore, but there's no dinim of ishus, there's no dinim of a married couple, and therefore bas yisrael lekohen, if she's a bas yisrael and the guy is a kohen, lo tochal betruma, she's not allowed to eat truma, because she's not really married to the kohen. Or bas kohen liyisrael, if she's a bas kohen and the guy is yisrael, tochal betruma, she may still eat her father's truma, because even though we require her to do miyun, that's the only point that they're considered married for. In that, she has to do miyun. But as far as all the normal dinim of being married, none of those dinim would apply. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, kol akava shimina ish, if the husband is the one that's creating the akava, then it's ki'ilu hi ishto. Then it's as if she's his wife. So and therefore she's going to be usher to marry his relatives in the future. But kol akava she'ena mina ish, if the marriage ends not because of the husband but because of her, then ki'ilu eina ishto. Then it's not like she's his wife, and she's going to be allowed to marry his relatives. So as I said, the Gemara is going to give two explanations of what that line means. It's not meant to be muvan me'eliv. We're not supposed to understand exactly what that means right now. We're going to have two possibilities in the Gemara what that last line means. Some Rav Yehuda Marmila Masisa Tana, Rav Yehuda said, and some say it's a brisa, that Barishono Yikosvin get miyun. Initially, when they would write a get miyun, that everyone should know that the miyun was done properly, they would say a whole long nusach, lo rayana be, lo tzavyana be, v'lesana bayilis nasfale, that I'm not interested in staying with him, I don't want him, I don't want to be married to him. But given the Chazal Dinavish Dibura, once they saw that such an arichus sa'amri, so Chazal realized that we have to be choshesh that a sofer ama'aretz. So let's say you have someone who's a sofer as an ama'aretz who doesn't know the proper nusach of a get, asi la'chlufe begita, he's going to come to mix this up for a regular get, a nusach of a get miyun, and he's not going to realize that there's a big difference between a get miyun and a real get, and they're going to use this to be matir real dinim, real marriage midaraisa with a nusach miyun, which is only meant to be matir a nesua midrabanan. That's how Rashi and Tosfos understand that. That's the major concern, that they'll confuse it for the nusach of a get. The Ritva explains that the chashash is that they're going to think that the miyun is a get, and they're going to come to say that the kiddushin is not tovsin on for her with the husband's brothers or him with her sister, because after all they were once married and they had a get, and therefore all their relatives are also to each other. Whereas by miyun they're actually muteras to each other. And that's gonna make a huge problem, because if they actually do a ma'isa kiddushin, we're gonna say, nah, ain't choshen l'kiddushin, it's arayel, so there's no kiddushin bechlal. But you do have to be choshish l'kiddushin. So she's really gonna be with that kiddushin, it's gonna generate a situation of eishes ish without her realizing that she's an eishes ish. That would be a terribly tragic situation. The Me'iri understands that the chashash is that they'll come to to think that is the opposite, that since once when a woman gets a miyun, it's now that she's mutter b'krovav and he is mutter b'krovav seha, because the miyun undoes the marriage entirely. People are going to think that after a get, the same is also true, that after a guy gives a woman a get, that they're each mutter and each other's relatives. See, either way, something terrible is going to come out if we confuse a shtar miyun with a get. So therefore, we don't want to confuse a shtar miyun with a get, so tekinu hachi. So they had to that be mekatzer the shtar miyun in order to make it not look anything like a get. And it says only the following: biyom ploni miyana plonis bas ploni ban pana. That on this day, this woman was mema'enes on this man in front of us. So tana rabban ezu miyun. What is the nusach of a miyun that the katana actually says? Amr if she be ploni baili, if she be kedushin she kitchuni imi va'achai. That I'm not interested in this man and being married to this man, and I'm not interested in the kiddushin that my mother and my brother had set up for me. Yes, alkeinam Rabbi Yehuda, I feel Yosheves biparion. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what? In addition to actually formulating and verbalizing a miyun, just in front of Beis Din, even if she's Yosheves biparion, she's sitting in a kala's chair, that nice big chair that they put a kala in. V'alechzim beis aviyah beis baila, and they're bringing her from her father's house to the beis baila, to the husband's house. So they're making a whole chuppah for Amra, but she says at that time, if she be ploni baili, I'm not interested in being married to this man. So she's sitting there getting married as she's saying this. So one might have thought that she doesn't really mean it. If she really meant it, that she wouldn't be going through with this al chuppah. Still, zeu miyun. We still consider that to be a valid miyun. Yes, al kainam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda even went a step further. Afilu ayu orchid mesubim bebeis baila. Even if there are guests sitting in her husband's house, v'yo medesu mashka lehem, and she's serving them, va'amr lehem, and as she's serving them, acting like the woman of the house, she says, "Ef she beploni baili hareu miyun." That also is a good miyun. That even though it wasn't in front of a basin, there's not even any edim there. The orchim aren't considered edim because they're not going to let the husband know that she was mima enes. Nevertheless, the miyun is chal. Yes, alkeinam Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Then Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda goes even a step further. Afilu shigra baile itzel chen v'nilavi lo chevitz mishalo. Even if the husband sends her to the store to go pick up something for him, so she's doing the chore of the household. Va'amran, she says, if she be ploni baili, she says to the chenveni, I don't want to be married to this man. So it's only in front of one person, and there's room to argue that she's just frustrated that she has to be running these errands because it's annoying to run these errands and she doesn't really mean it. Ein la miyun gadol mizad. That is still considered to be a valid miyun, the most valid miyun. So the achronim explained that even though we set up three different cases, she's yosheves biparyo and she's serving food, she's going by the chenveni, so it might sound like a machlokas, but the achron and the chazanish and the Amshul Shlomo explain it's not a machlokas. They're each just building up that even a bigger chiddush, but they all really agree with each other. They just each came up with different circumstances where the chiddush can be expressed in a bigger way. And that's why the Rif and the Rosh Paskin, like all of the Tanaim, like every example that it says over here. It's interesting though that the Rambam doesn't quote that third example. He doesn't quote the last example. He only quotes the first two, and you'll notice the first two are Yesr al Kain Amar Rabbi Yehuda and Yesr al Kain Amar Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda on both. The third one is Yesr al Kain Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. So it could be that that's viewed as a machlokes, that whereas the two that are Rabbi Yehuda talking is Rabbi Yehuda just giving examples, but that the third one has gone too far. That in such a case, maybe the Rambam would say, we're not going to assume that that is a valid miyun. She's just frustrated that she has to run all of these errands for him. Rabbi Chinim ben Tikkun Somer Kol Tinokas. We then said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Chinim ben Tikkun says that if she's so young, she doesn't even know how to guard her kiddushin, she's not going to need a miyun because it's not even a marriage midrabanan. I mean, even midrabanan, it's not a marriage if she's such a little girl. So I don't know why the Gemara that follows has absolutely nothing to do with that line of the Mishnah. The Gemara that follows should have been earlier, right? It's got nothing to do with the age of the girl, but okay. Am Rabbi Damar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus. Well, that line does have to do, that we paskin like Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus. But now the Gemara discusses, what if the katana was not mima enes straight out? She just did something else that indicates that she wasn't interested in the marriage. Nothing to do with the age of the girl. So Tana, katana shlomiana, if a katana didn't say that she's not interested in her husband, but vamda venises, but she went and got married to another guy, So Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Maseira Amru Nisua Miuneha, that her Nisuin is her Nisuin Hein Hein Miuneha. That is her Miun. She doesn't have to actually verbally be Mimain and say that I'm not interested in my husband. The fact that she was Megala Daita, that she's not interested in her husband by getting married to somebody else, that's enough. That's enough of a Miun. So the Rashba writes, but whenever she doesn't say Bimfurish, even though it's her das is nicker mitoch maaseha, that it's not a valid miun, and it could be that that the machlokas over here, whether it's we'll get to that in a second. So that's not a valid miun. So now says the Gemara, that is a valid miun. So again, the Braisa says that if a katana was not actually mima enes, but she just went and accepted nisuin from somebody else, that is a miun. So yibayilu niskachema, what if she didn't accept nisuin, she accepted kiddushin from somebody else? Is that also a valid miun, or is it only if she went so far as to take as to become a nesua to somebody else? So Tashma says, "Well, bring a raya." Ketanis shlomian of amda v'niskancha mishum radibim say ramar kiddushah heinen miuneha. That if she accepts kiddushin from somebody else, that also is enough as a valid miun. That also counts as a miun, even though she did not actually do the miun. The Amshal Shlomo points out that this whole discussion, valid miun, not valid miun, this is all b'diavad. But l'chadchila, certainly, when she wants to be mima'enes, we would tell her the way to be mima'enes is to say it, to tell him, to say to the husband that you're not interested in being with him. Question is, she didn't do that. So b'diavad, she went and she accepted kiddushin and nisuin. That's what we're discussing now. So over here we see that Rabbi Yehuda Maseira says, whether it's kiddushin, whether it's nisuin, that's a valid miun. So yibayilu, now that we know what Rabbi Yehuda Maseira holds, pligi rabbanan le Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, alone. Do the rabbanan disagree? Do the rabbanan hold that even when she accepts kiddushin and nisuin from somebody else, she has not yet been mima enes? Vimtim slomer pligi. And if you're going to say that the chacham disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, be kiddushin or afilu be nisuin, do they disagree with him only when she accepts kiddushin from somebody else? They're going to say that's not enough of a miun. Or even if she accepts nisuin from somebody else, the rabbanan are going to say that that's not enough of a miun. So this is the point where the Rashba writes, and therefore if she doesn't, the only way to do a miun is if, according to the rabbanan, is if she says beferish that lo efshiba, that I'm not interested, that I don't want to be married to you. So the machlokas would seem to be about the geder of what miun is. Is miun considered like a get, or is it considered only like a giloy das? So if it's a giloy das, then you don't need shnei edim, and if it's like a get, then it has to be a formal thing that has to be done, where it's a declaration. But if it's only a gilui das, so as long as she's megala das by accepting kiddushin, nisuin, anything else, that would be enough. So vimtim slam pligu afilu b'nisuin. And if you're going to say that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Maseira and the rabbanan is even if she has nisuin with somebody else, salach kamoso einal kamoso. So then we need to know how to paskin. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Maseira that whether it be kiddushin or nisuin that she gets with somebody else, that is a miun, or do we paskin like the rabbanan that is not a miun? Vimtim solmer alach kamoso. And even if you can tell me that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, maybe b'nisuin or afilu b'kiddushin, maybe we only paskin like, even though Rabbi Yehuda Maseira and the Rabbanan argue both by kiddushin and by nisuin that she gets from somebody else, maybe we only paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Maseira by nisuin, because that's a much stronger statement that if she's going to be nisua to somebody else, that's the equivalent of a miun. But maybe kiddushin to somebody else, that's not the equivalent of a miun. So Tashma, let's try to answer all of these questions. Again, how many questions? First of all, do the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda Maseira at all? If they do disagree with Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, do they disagree even by nisuin? And if they disagree even by nisuin, do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Maseira? And even if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Maseira only by kiddushin, or even by nisuin, or even by kiddushin as well? So Tashma says, well, we'll answer all four of those questions in one shot. That Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Maseira. The Halacha is Rabbi Yehuda Maseira. Halacha Machal de Pligi. Halacha sounds like that there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Maseira and the Rabbanan. And Shmuel is talking about both Kiddushin and Nisuin. nisuin, whether she has kiddushin from somebody else or becomes a nisua to somebody else. And we're saying that halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, which means that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira about both of those matters. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in both of those matters. So that right away answers all the questions that we asked. We wanted to know, did the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? The answer is yes. Do they disagree both about kiddushin and nisuin? The answer is yes. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Yes. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira both by kiddushin and nisuin? Yes. So the answer to all four questions is yes. But I'm not done asking questions. I still have another suffix within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. That which accepting kiddushin from somebody else constitutes a miyun, does that constitute a miyun even if she had nisuin with the original husband? Or maybe if it was only kiddushin with the original husband, then a gilui das, by accepting kiddushin from someone else, will constitute a miyun. But maybe nisuin is too strong. Her connection to the original husband is too strong to just stam be megaladaita. So Tashma says, well, let's try to be poshet that suffix as well. The kalase de Ivdan Imrud, the daughters-in-law of Ivdan, who were all ketanos, all decided that they don't want to be with their husbands anymore. So these were a bunch of ketanos that were all married to Imrud's sons, Imrud means they rebelled. They were all married to Ivdan's sons. So Shadda Rebbe Zugid Rabbanan, Rebbe sent a pair of Talmidei Chacham Limivdekinu to see if they really were not interested in being married to these men, or if they had relented. So Amrilu Nashi, women had said, who were standing there, said to these little girls, Chazu Gavreichu Dukasu. They said, oh, look, your husbands are coming. So Amr Lahu, the little girls all said, Nava Gavreichu Didchu, let them be your husbands. We don't want them. So Amr Rebbe said, from the fact that they said, the Halavai, they should be your husbands, they're Megaladas, that they don't want to be married to these men. Ein Lecha Miyun Gadol Mizeh. That is a valid Miyun. So even though it wasn't Beferush, it was only a Remez, that counts as a valid Miyun. So my love, Davin Asiva, isn't that a case where they were already in the Suos to the sons of Ivdan, and you still see that just the Gilui Das counts as a Miyun? Lo, Dav Mekach Kiddushin. No, maybe it was only Kiddushin. They weren't really Nesuos to the sons of Ivdan. V'alach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, afil b'nisuin dekama. The halacha is, we pass on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, even if it was Nisuin. Even if they had a Nisuin with the first husband, by accepting either Kiddushin or becoming a Nesua to somebody else, that constitutes a Miyun. Just being Megaladas is enough to constitute a Miyun. Then the Mishnah said that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that Rabbi Eliezer said that, you know, when a girl is married Midrabanan via her mother and brother giving her over, they don't really have the din of a married couple. They don't have any of the din of a married couple. It's more like she's a Mafuta. It's more like she just sleeps with him, but they're not really a din of a married couple. If she's a Bas Kohen, she could still eat Shuma. If she's a Bas Yisrael and he's a Kohen, she cannot eat Truma. So the Gemara discusses Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. So Rabbi Damar Shmuel, Chizarnu al Kol Tzadei Chacham. I went through all the Shita of Chacham, V'lo Matzinu Adam Shish V'midosa V'Katana K'Rabbi Eliezer. I never saw someone that was as consistent in how he views a Katana like Rabbi Eliezer. It seems to be that he's being matmiya, that Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that there's no din of Kiddushin whatsoever, that Kiddushin Drabanan makes it that they're not married whatsoever. Sha'asar Rabbi Eliezer treats this marriage as if she's just someone who happens to be hanging on with him in the chatzar. She's like a mafuta that never really left her father's rishus. If she's a bas kohen, she could sleep with this guy and then go to the mikveh and then go and eat truma that night. Because the halach happens to be that if someone has tashma shamita, man or woman has tashma shamita, needs to be tovelas and wait for Arav Shemesh in order to eat truma. But the point is that she's married to Yisrael. But Rabbi Eliezer says, no, she's not. She's a Bas Kohen who happens to be sleeping with Yisrael, but she's not married to anybody. And therefore, she can eat Truma that night. Tanya, the Braisa elaborates. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Maisa Ketana Klum. What do we mean when we say that they're not married? Ein Bala Zakai Lo B'Mitziyasa, V'lo B'Maisa Yadeha, V'lo B'Afaris Nadareha. The husband does not get the rights to her Mitziya, nor to anything that any of her work, nor can he be made for her Nadarim. Ve'inu Yarshi, he doesn't Yarshin her after she dies. Ve'in Mitamila, and if he's a Kohen, he cannot be Mitamiter if she dies. Klal Shadavar, Eino Ki Ishta L'Chol Davar, Ella Shetzricha Min. The only thing, the only way in which we treat her like she is married to this guy is that she can't just go and marry someone else without first doing miyun, that she needs to do a miyun in order to leave this marriage. But other than that, there's no dinim of marriage. Whereas Rabbi Shua Omer, the opposite, Bale Zakar Bibitsiasa, Uba Maisyadel, Uba Farsandra, Viyarsha, Umitamila. Now keep in mind, the marriage is for sure at most only a marriage midrabanan. And Rabbi Yeshua is saying, still the husband gets her mitziah and her maisiyadai. Okay, so that's easy. What's the mechanism through which he gets that? If the marriage is only midrabanan, hefker bezin hefker. Even though he shouldn't be entitled to that, okay, it's money. So hefker bezin hefker. What about hafaras nidareha? So we assume that hafaras nidareha is totally on the fact that when an isha is no deris, it's al das baili hi no deris. That she's always doing so with the on the assumption that her husband will approve. So if they're acting as husband and wife, we have such a chazaka that al das baila he no deres. What about Yorsha, that he's going to yarshin her? Hefker beis and hefker. What about mitamila? He's a Kohen, he's allowed to be mitamiter? They're not married on a Doraisa level. How can he be mitamiter? So we assume that they treat her like a meis mitzvah, that a Kohen is allowed to be mitamiter to a meis mitzvah, that since he's the one that's playing husband to this woman, or everybody else will say, it's not our problem, she's married, let him take care of her. And that makes her a meis mitzvah. So the klal is she's like a wife legabe everything, with only one exception, and that is she doesn't need a get. That a miyun is good enough. You don't need a get. So Rabbi Nirin Divrei Rabbi Elazar Midivrei Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi says Rabbi Elazar seems to be more correct that she's not like a wife. Rabbi Elazar is from Midosav Bikatana. Rabbi Yehoshua Chalak, because Rabbi Elazar is more consistent in his approach, whereas Rabbi Yehoshua seems to say that in some sense she's like a wife to him, and in some sense not. What do you mean? Chalak. Rabbi Yeshua was also remarkably consistent. He said she's like a wife for everything. What do you mean that he was chalak? What do you mean that he wasn't consistent? Well, e ishto he to buy a get. Because the chalak is that if she was really his wife, then it should require a get. Miyun should not be enough. So says Mara, well, by that token, Rabbi Lezer was also not consistent. The Rabbi Lezer nami ilav ishto he miyun nami lo tibai. According to Rabbi Lezer, if they're not married, she shouldn't need anything. So, and everyone agrees she needs a miyun, so even Rabbi Lezer says she needs a miyun, so that's also inherently inconsistent. So don't criticize Rabbi Yeshua for being inconsistent in that he does not require a get. You could criticize equally Rabbi Lezer for being inconsistent in that he does require a miyun. Let him just say it, she could just walk away. Ela b'kedite book says, well, but that's impossible. They're acting like husband and wife, they're sleeping together. So you're going to say that she just goes away without anything? So that's why Rabbi Lezer requires a miyun, and that is not an inconsistency in Rabbi Lezer. But for Rabbi Yeshua to not require a get after we're treating them like a fully married couple, that's an inconsistency. And that's why he prefers the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, then we have that cryptic line at the end of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, if the akava is from the man, then they're considered to be married. If the akava is from is not from the man, it's from her, then they're not considered to have been married. So, echidami akava she min ish, and akava she'ina min ish. What does it mean, an akava that's from the man, and an akava that's not from the man? So, two possibilities. Number one, Amar Bidomer Shmuel, tavu'ali nasei, if while she was still married to him, someone else came along and asked her to marry him, another guy, proposed to her, and she says, "Va'amra machmas ploni baili." So, sorry, I'm taken. I'm married to this guy. Zui akava shimin ish. That's called an akava shimin ish, which means that's her expressing that she is she approves of her of the marriage that her brother and mother gave her over to, and therefore she's considered a wife, and therefore she's going to need miyun. But machmas b'nei adam shenu muganimli. But if someone proposes to her, she says, "Ew, I don't want to marry you." But she doesn't say anything about the fact that she's already married to another guy. She's just saying, "I'm not interested in you. You don't meet my criteria." Then he akava she'ena min ish. That's an akava that's ena min ish. That's her way of saying that I do not approve of my marriage, and therefore she won't even need miyun because she never was into the marriage in the first place. A second explanation: Abai baravin of chanin baravin dar mitarvayu. They both say that if the katana was not mima enes and she doesn't want to leave, but the husband was nasan laget, he gives her a get, zui akava shi min ish. That's called an akava min ish, that it's the husband that said this marriage is no longer. V'hu asur b'krovasav v'yasur b'krovav v'paslam min akuna. So in such a case, she's a grusha, and therefore they're usher to each other's relatives, and she's a grusha, so she's pasul kuhuna. Miana bo, but if the husband never gave her a get, she's the one that walked out by being mima enes, zuvi akavashena minish. That's what we call an akavashena mina ish, and therefore she's not a grusha. So vahumat b'kravasavi, mutaris b'kravav, v'lo pasul mina kuhuna. They could each marry each other's relatives, and she's not pasul mina kuhuna because she's not a grusha. So ask the Gemara, if akav mina ish means that he gave her a get, and akavashena mina ish means that she was mima enes, and the nafkamina is, are they mutter to each other's relatives, and is she pasul mina kuhuna? Hakatani l'kaman. The very next Mishnah is going to tell us that same din. Hamima enes be'ish. The Mishnah is going to tell us that if she's mima enes, they're allowed to marry each other's relatives. She's not pasul lakuna, and but nasan laget. But if he gives her a get, who asu b'krovasa v'yasu b'krovav upasul minakuna. Meaning, what the Gemara is bothered by is not that this line is incorrect as interpreted, but that it's redundant as interpreted. Meaning, you're telling me that this line is telling me exactly what the next Mishnah is about to say in 2 seconds from now. So why would we have two consecutive Mishnayos that tell me the same exact din, once cryptically and once explicitly? It's so strange. Says Marno, Purusha Kama Farish. When the Mishnah says something cryptically, it very often will then go and explain what it meant. So the previous Mishnah said this cryptic line, and now the Mishnah we're going to have right now at the bottom of the page says it explicitly. So it's just explaining the same line. So now here we have it. Hamimeenes Bish, says the Mishnah, if the woman is Mimeenes, she's not a grusha, so he's allowed to marry her relatives. She's allowed to marry his relatives. She's not pasul lakuna, nothing to get. But if he gives her a get, they're not allowed to marry each other's relatives, and she becomes pasul lakuna. Good. So that's just a continuation of the previous Mishnah, where it's just prusha coming fresh, where it's just explaining it. Now here's a halacha: nothing to get v'chzira. Let's say you have kiddushei ketana through the mother and brother, and the husband gives her a get, and then he remarries her. And then Mianabo, then on the second round, she leaves him. She's Mima Enes and him. Nisei Slacher, then she goes and marries someone else. Vinis Armelon Eskarsha, and that marriage didn't work out. The guy died or they got divorced. Muteres Lachsalo, she can go back to the first husband. Meaning, we view it as if the first husband did not divorce her, but that she was Mima Enes in the first husband, because that's the way she last left it with the first husband. Meaning, the halacha is, if a man divorces his wife and then she marries someone else, it's also lahachzur grusha. So after she's been married to someone else, you're not allowed to take her back. Over here, he divorced her and she married someone else. But after he divorced her, he had first remarried her, and then she was mima enes. So we ignore the fact that the first go around ended in divorce. We view it as if the first, she was only mima enes, and then she married someone else. So there's no iser of the first husband taking her back. But if the order was reversed, Mianabo, the first go-around ended with her being Mima Enes. But then Vihzira, he remarried her, and Nasan Laget, and that didn't work out, and he gave her a get. And then Vinisis La'achar Vinisar Melonus Garsha. Then she married someone else, and either the guy died or she got divorced from that person. Asura Lachsula, now she's not allowed to go back to the first husband, because since the way she last left it with the first husband was with a get, we view that as if he's being Machzir Grushasa, La'achar Shinisis La'achar, and you're not allowed to do that. You can't be Machzir. So the Mishnah just formulates it very simply. If he did both a get and a miun on her at different times, so it depends which one came last. Whichever one came last, that's the halacha. If the last thing that happened was a get, so she's considered his grusha, and therefore he cannot be matzer after she marries someone else. If the last thing that was done was a miun, so then not a grusha. So a man is bish v'nisis ta'achar v'girsha. So then the Mishnah comes up with another case. Let's say a woman is a man is bish, and she doesn't go back to that first husband. She marries a second guy, and v'girsha, that second guy divorces her. Then liachar, then she marries a third guy, umiyan abo, and she's mima enes on the third guy. Then liachar, then she marries a fourth guy, vigirsha, and that guy divorces her. Then liachar, then she marries a fifth guy, umiyan abo, and that one is mima enes. Zaklal, kol shiyotze men beget asur laksalo. Anyone who she was divorced from, she's not going to be allowed to go back to, because that's considered to be maksim grushaso. But b'miyan mutaris laksalo. But whoever she had miyan from, she's allowed to go back to that person. So Alma Asi Miyun Mivatal Getz. So says the Gemara, what you see in our Mishnah is that even though the guy had originally given her a get, if he had subsequently ultimately ended a marriage with her by her doing miyun on him, that's mevatel the original get. We look at the last thing, we look at the miyun and not the get. Ramini, but I'll ask you a stira from the very same Mishnah, because our Mishnah also said in the end of the Mishnah, Hamanis Beish Vinises Liachar Vigirsha Liachar Amiyanabo Liachar Vigirsha Liachar Amiyanabo Zaklal Kol Shiyatse Men Begeta Sri Laksalo Bimin Muteris Laksalo. That all those people that she divorced, that she ended the marriage with a get, are not allowed to take her back. Even though she had miyun in a subsequent marriage, so it doesn't undo the fact that she had a get from the previous marriage. She's still considered a grusha. So which is it? Is miyun mevatel get or is miyun not mevatel get? Must be a machlokas between the reisha and the seifa. Amar Rava, my question: what do you mean a machlokas between the reisha and the seifa? There's a simple chilat to be drawn. V'dilma miyun didei mevatel get didei miyun. In the case of the Reisha, the same guy that gave her a get subsequently was married to her again and they did a miyun. That's where we say the miyun is going to be mevatel the get. She's not considered a grusha. In the case of the Seifa, it was Nisus Liacher and Liacher and Liacher. She kept marrying other people. So the guy that gave her a get never had another marriage with her that ended in miyun. Someone else's miyun isn't going to undo my get. That's a pashul chilik between the two. So says Gemara, why is it that a miyun of somebody else is not going to be mevatel the person's get? Isn't it because the chamim were choshesh that since she left the first husband through the husband's volition, through him deciding to divorce her, that we're afraid that once she marries someone else, he's going to want her back? And I did the makaris b'rimosav b'rikitzosav, since they know each other well and he knows how to manipulate her, the first husband is going to go and hint to her and convince her to be mima'enes with the second husband, and so that he could marry her. So and we don't want that to happen. That he's going to go, home wrecking by convincing the woman to be mima'enes. Well, by the same token, miyun tidei namilo levatel gita tidei. His own miyun should not be mevatel his get. Because after all, you could have the same concern that we should be choshesh that he'll teach the woman to. Once she gets remarried to somebody else, to be mema'enes, and then he'll be able to remarry her. Because after all, even though he once gave her a get, but since the last thing that she had done was miyun, so we still have to be choshesh that since he knows he can take her back, he'll try to do whatever he can. So says Mar Hakvar Shibsha Velo Ishabsha. No, if the way the last time they were married ended was not by him getting rid of her, but by her getting rid of him, we don't have to be choshesh that he's going to be able to manipulate her. Obviously, he probably wanted to manipulate her last time and keep her, but he couldn't. She was mima'enes. So therefore, we don't have to be choshesh that he's going to go home wrecking and cause her to be mima'enes on another guy. He couldn't prevent her from being mima'enes on him, so he's not going to be able to get her to be mima'enes on another person. If you really want to ask a stira, you could ask a stira within someone else's miyun. Miyun above v'ksira. Nasan l'get v'nisis la'acher. If let's say she was mima'enes, and then they got remarried. Then he gave her a get, and she got married to somebody else. Nisarmel Niskarsha, and that marriage ended. Asur lachsalo, he's not allowed to take her back. Time of the Nisarmel Niskarsha, it's only because the second marriage, the marriage to the other guy, ended with a divorce or with a gerushin. Hamiana, but it sounds like if she was Mima Enes in the second marriage, Muteris lachsalo, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Alma asi miyun dechavrei mevatel gita didei. So you see that the miyun that she does on the second guy is mevatel the get of the first guy, and that's why the first guy is allowed to take her back, and it's not a violation of machzor grushaso. But Urmini, but I'll ask you a stira from the seifa of our Mishnah. Hamenes b'ish v'nisis la'acher v'girsha la'acher umiyana bo zakal kol shiyas men v'get asura lachsalo, that if she keeps marrying other guys, whoever she had a get from, she cannot go back to, but b'miyun muteris lachsalo, whoever she had miyun with, she may go back to. Alma lo asimiyun dechavrei mevatel gita didei. So you see that miyun of somebody else is not going to mevatel another another guy's get. So Rav Lazar Tavra Mishanazu Lo Shanazu. So Rav Lazar says, you're right, it's a machlokas in our Mishnah. Ula Amar Kagon Shashil Shabigitin Dimechazi Kagdola. Ula says, no, it's not a machlokas tonight. The Mishnah's talking about where it was three times that she received the get. At that point, she's not. That doesn't happen with a katana so often. So in such a case, she's already acting like a gedola. So Mian on one of them is not going to be able to be mivatel gitin from three separate guys. But if she only had gitin from one or two guys, so Mian of another person is going to be mivatel her shame grusha from those other guys. Umantana, who are the Tanaim that disagree about this? Meaning now we're going to go back to Rav Lazar's explanation that the Mishnah was said by two different Tanaim. And one Tana holds that Miun of a second guy will be mivatel the get of a first guy, and the other Tana says that it's not. So who are the Tanaim that disagree about this issue? Dam Ravi Dam Rav. What does the pasuk mean when it says Meimenu because of Shasinu Atzinu b'mechir yavau, that we pay a lot of money to be able to get Torah because sometimes we don't have access to Psak Halacha and it's worthwhile paying for Peshas Sakar and Spak Shalacha Zu? They raise this Shaila in a Shas Sakana. Reshiyatzim Rishon Get Mishen B'Miun Mashen Taksal Rishon. If the first marriage ended in Get and then the second marriage ended in Miun, can she go back to the first husband? So Sachra Admechab Rabbi Yisus, they hired some reform Jesus Vishalish Rabbi Akiva Beis Asurin, and they sent him into Rabbi Akiva in the Beis Asurin Va'asar, and Rabbi Akiva asked it as Rabbi Yudah Meseir Ben Etzivin Va'asar. Rabbi Yudah Ben Meseir, they asked the Etzivin, he also asked. Amr Rav Shobi Rabbi Yossi Lizulo Atzrachnu. No, that wasn't even a Shaila. The Isser Kares he tartel Isser Lav Lo Kolshkein. No, for sure they'd be allowed to go back. We're going to even be matir in Isser Eishes Ish Al Yidei Miun. So for sure we're going to be matir in Isser of Machzir Grushaso Al Yidei Miun. So there you have it. That's the machlokas. You have a machlokas between Rav, who says Mutter, and Rabbi Yudah Meseir Rabbi Kiva, who said Aser. So does Miun of a second guy Mevatel the get of the first guy? That is your machlokas tonight. So Bezrem tomorrow we'll pick up with what in fact they asked Rabbi Akiva in the Beis Asurin when they hired someone to go ask him a shayla. Okay, everyone have a great day.